Okay, so I'm just going to throw out a question and just want you to not censor your answer too much. Let it be just what's here. And I'm going to ask, what are you practicing for? And just let, you don't have to come out with your wisest, most definitive answer. That might be what's here. But just want to hear, what is it that moves human beings on a wet, cold Sunday morning to go through the roads that are all being worked on and the tubes that are all being worked on to come and sit with your own body and mind? So I just see if anyone wants to respond, kind of pop out an answer. What are you practicing for? Anybody?
I love it.
I love it. Okay. Okay. Straight to the heart of it. Thank you. What are you practicing for?
To grow kindness and well-being.
For, did you say?
To grow in kindness
and well-being. Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
To get out of negative mind
states. Thank you. What are you practicing for? Yes.
To find inner peace.
Find inner peace. Yeah. Thank you. What are you practicing for? Yes.
To stop the inner chatter.
To stop the inner chatter. Yeah. Thank you. What are you practicing for?
To learn to die.
To learn to die while you're still alive. Yeah. Thank you.
To be compassionate. The only way of being in this world.
Right, for compassion as a way of being. Thank you. And as you hear each other, keep breathing and seeing if it resonates, if it doesn't, where it impacts you. Thank you. What are you practicing for?
To accept my suffering.
Yeah, thank you. To accept my suffering. What are you practicing for?
To get in touch with my true self.
So for more truth, just to find one's true self. What are you practicing for? If you're new, you might think, I'm not practicing yet. I haven't been told how to do it yet. Give me a chance. Right? Say, why did you come? It's the same question. Why? What are you practicing for? It's the same as, why do you come? Why do you show up for your life with the intention for mindfulness and presence? Anything else? What are you practicing for?
Freedom.
Sorry, please? Yeah.
Freedom from emotional aversion and greed.
Freedom from emotional aversion and greed. They're familiar ones for us humans. Thank you. Yeah.
And stillness and clarity.
Stillness and clarity. Thank you.
Give my life a spiritual compass, a way of being rooted and clarity.
Right, so a compass and a root for that clarity. Yeah, thank you. Yes.
To learn more about myself and how my mind works.
Right, to actually get it, what this self is and how the mind works, how my mind works.
Yeah. And cultivate a soft and open
heart. Right, soft and open heart, definitely available. Thank you.
Awareness.
For awareness. Anything else? Okay. And if you're sitting there thinking, I don't know, that's okay too. That's okay to see if you can sit with the not knowing. I'm here, I keep showing up for these things, but I'm not quite sure why or how come. Something draws me. Don't know what it is. See if you can, rather than judge the not knowing, breathe with the not knowing. Right? You may not have got a cognitive little label on it yet, or at all, but there's something that pulls you to look deeply. And the Buddha said many things, but one thing when he was asked, he said, I teach one thing only, and that is suffering and the end of suffering. Suffering and the end of suffering. That all the beautiful pieces on the path, like the open heart and the good action and the concentration and the beautiful mind states and the releasing of the difficult mind state, is for that end, to understand the end of suffering. So all these things you say are all part of that, to understand the end of suffering, to really know that as a human being, what that might look like, what that does look like. So you may or may not put it in that language. You'll have your own personal thread in that. And that's important to keep. You don't have to try and transfer it to the Buddha's language. You can hear the teaching, see if that impacts your motivation, right? But it's very important to know what personally motivates you, inspires you. And then we'll look at how that works a little bit later. But for anything to work, for anything to get clearer, to be, if we want more truth, if we want more anything, we have to get here first. We have to kind of arrive in this body, arrive with whatever our mind's doing, whether it's chattering, not chattering. We begin with this very simple training of the mind to get here. And so that's how we'll begin, and I'll offer small bits of teaching during the day. Okay, so let's take a full breath in together. And a nice the sense that it's actually quite quiet in here. It doesn't feel all that restless to me, but normally I'd have us begin with a little bit of movement. Maybe we can do that a bit later. She feels quite quiet. So let's go right into a short sitting together. So letting the posture... I'll work on with the beginners a little more on the posture as well. Finding a posture that really lets your bum drop into the seat. It's a little hard on some of these very small chairs. So if in the break you can get more things to prop up your coccyx so that you're a little higher. Otherwise it's very easy to collapse in these small chairs. But if you want more instruction on that, let me know. I can tell you. Some of you look fine in them, actually. Letting the buttocks drop, feel the gravity. And as you find your seat, just rocking the pelvis from side to side, just to feel. A lot of us don't inhabit our pelvis or our bum. We're usually hanging out more in our head. All right, so just start to drop the attention down, rocking from side to side. Start to feel those sit bones from the inside. One of the things that's talked about on the night of his awakening, the Buddha took his seat. He firmly established that seat. And there's a way, if we firmly establish our seat, it has an impression on the mind. Right? We get it. It's like, I'm serious about this. I'm serious about showing up in a posture that is upright and gentle to cultivate the heart and mind. I'm not hitchhiking through this seat. I'm really going to be as wholehearted as I'm able. and then let the pelvis go front to back also. Just to feel the kind of cradle of that pelvis. And see if you can let the pelvis lead. Right, so it's not your head saying, okay, pelvis, move. But the intelligence in the body is finding its place, how it wants to sit. And then come to a still point. And let the back be upright and with enough room for your belly to breathe. Don't hold yourself in here. Let these stomachs take up their room. Enough room for your chest to breathe. And let's take a deliberate breath in with the chest together, just to feel that area, nice in the chest, and a let's take another breath with the chest, this time on the out breath, making a sound. We'll make a ah with a ah sound. It tends to resonate with that chest area, right? So you can feel it from the inside. Nice breath. Whatever note you like, or a sigh if you like. Do it again with a note, any note for an R. The note that seems to support you to start to feel into that area in the chest. So you can play about whether it's a higher or lower note. Don't worry, this isn't a singing workshop, but we're just opening that, looking into that area. Let's do another one of those. The breath be natural, meaning as it is, not your idea of natural, but just as it is, whether it's deep or shallow, rough or smooth. Start to know it as it is right now. And one more with the chest, with an R, and you start to tune into the breathing with it. Okay. Sit for about 15 minutes. The intention to begin with is to welcome yourself in this moment with the breath. So you're not feeding the stories of the mind by reflecting or analyzing or spacing out for now. You're training the mind, letting it start to make contact with what's here rather than what's not here. And one thing that can help us is to start to receive our experience of breathing in and breathing out. Right? That's here. It's not in the past, it's not in the future. So we very delicately and gently open our attention and receive this human body's experience. Breathing in. And breathing out, and we know it. The knowing that is direct. The way you know a color, before even the word red comes into your mind, it's so immediate when you open your eyes. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to put yourself in a vice to meditate. You can simply open and let the experience of breathing be known. Just don't even wait till the next breath. Just right now, notice. There's the breath, right? Comes in. And you know it. You know it in the immediacy of right now. It may not be very exciting. It may not be very glamorous. It may not flatter you. It may not tell you who you are. It may not appear to sort out your issues or your problems. It's not its job. But it is a way we can start to train the mind. To unhook from our preoccupations where we so often dwell. And when we dwell in our preoccupied mind, we miss our life. Our life flashes before us, and before we know it, we're 60, 70, 80. So one teacher said, I practice meditation so that I don't miss the purple flowers on the hedgerow. I don't want my life to pass me by. And when you notice that your mind is wandering, in the moment that you become awake to that, right, there you are thinking about, oh, I wonder how long my journey is going to be getting home. It was terrible getting here. And off your mind goes, I wonder if they have dug up that road on the, etc., etc. And a big story happens, and 10 minutes later you go, oh, that's right, I'm at King Alfred's school. In that moment, you're already awake. In that moment, breathe out and let the breath become foreground again. Right, and just before I'm quiet and we have some practice time, just want to practice that together. Right, so a little experiment. You ready? I'd like you now for the next 10 seconds to be completely mindless. Think about your shopping list, your traffic. And it's a little harder to do, isn't it, once you're told to. We're spending all day trying to be mindful, and then we're given a chance to be mindless. Right? Okay. Turn on the mindlessness now. Probably most of you become really aware at that moment and awake. Right? But just imagine, there you are, lost in thought. And there's that moment, oh, here I am. Everyone breathe out and drop back down. Feeling the out-breath, you kind of drop back down into this simple humanity, this earthy, fleshy, ordinary humanness. With these legs and this bum and this heart, and here I am. And in that moment, you're already back. Let the breath become foreground. Take a breath. And I want us to do that once again so that you feel very free during the day when you're spaced out and lost, and then you get into that kind of meditator's knot of trying to pull your mind here and there and get back to the breath, and you get into a big knot and get tense and a headache and try and do it right. But in that moment, please feel very free to simply, and we'll hear you and we'll think, oh, she's just arrived back. Right? Welcome back when we hear you sigh. So there you are, shopping. One grapefruit, 3 oranges. Don't forget to get the dishwashing liquid. etc., etc., etc. There you are, lost. You wake up, and everyone, breathe out. Right? Feel your bum. Feel your hands. And if I don't hear any sighs during the day, it means you're either completely present the whole time, or you're completely spaced out the whole time. Sometimes we might be lost for a whole hour, busy with our preoccupations. It's okay. In the moment that you wake up, ah, here I am. But you come past the run at the finish post, and we can say, hey, well done. Here you are. Okay, so let the practice be very simple as we begin. We are training the mind, but the training doesn't have to be tight. It doesn't have to be going to the far corner of the weights room and taking the heaviest weights and pressing the mind, struggling with the mind. It's a very clear, wholehearted training, but it's also very delicate training also. It's strong, it has a clear intention, but it's also very fine how we attend to ourselves. Okay, so we'll begin with mindfulness of breathing, which doesn't mean you have to judge yourself every time you're mindless. It means in the moment that you wake up, you breathe out and welcome yourself with this breath, sensing this body as the body breathes in and the body breathes out, without any apparent result for our ordinary mind who likes to accumulate experiences. So settling back into the posture. Feel your base, your seat, your thighs. There is the experience of breathing, and there is the knowing of it. We train. We train for our love of it, for our wish to be able to hold and meet our own suffering, for our wish for freedom, for peace, for compassion, for the heart, whatever it is that motivates you. This is a radical shift in a human mind to not try to have experience, but to try to understand it, to try and make contact right here and now. Any insight that will ever happen, any opening that will ever happen, any softening that will ever happen, any self-understanding that will ever happen, any enlightenment that will happen right here and now. And never when you've got it all together and you're nicely fixed and you're someone you approve of. So let's sit and train the mind for your benefit and for the benefit of all.